模拟卷三 Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Could you tell me how many people will be present at the party?
Besides you and me, there are 8 people invited to the party.
Question. How many people will be at the party?
2. Are you ready to order dessert?
Yes, I'd like to have some chocolate cake.
Question. Where are the 2 speakers?
Three. Excuse me, I want to complain about the milk. When I opened it at home yesterday, there was a bad smell.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry about that. I'll take care of it right away.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the 2 speakers? 4. As you can see from the drawings, the kitchen has 1 door into the dining room, another into the family room, and a third to the outside.
The door into the family room isn't big enough. Could it be made wider?
Question.What are the speakers doing? 5. I'm thinking about where to go for a bite tonight. Any suggestions, Barbara?
Well, how about the French restaurant near the KFC? Frankly, I've had enough of our canteen food.
Question. What do we learn about the woman?
6. Hey, if you can't enjoy the music at a sensible volume, why not use earphones? I'm preparing for the speech contest.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize I've been bothering you all this time.
Question. What is the man probably doing?
7. Finally, I've got the chance to put on my new suit tonight.I hope to make a good impression on your family.
Come on, it's only a family reunion, so jeans and t-shirts are just fine.
Question. What does the woman mean? 8. Would you like to see those pants in brown and navy blue? These 2 colors are coming in this season.
Oh, actually, grey is my favourite colour, but I prefer something made from cotton. 100% cotton, I mean.
Question. What is the woman looking for? 9. What do I have to do to apply for a passport?
You need a proof of citizenship.Either an old passport or a birth certificate and 3 photographs. Then you must complete this form and pay a fee.
Question. What is the man most probably going to do? 10. Miss, can I interest you in a pork special with serving tonight? It's only $7.99.Half the usual price, and it's very tasty.
Oh, really? I will try it.
Question. What does the man say about the dish? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
It was a bad night for Lewis. His research in the neighboring town has taken longer than he expected. It was late and he was very tired when he drove home. He turned into his building's parking lot, but all the spaces were full. He drove back out onto the street, looking for a parking space. The first block was full. The next block was almost empty. Lewis didn't see a no parking sign, but he had expected that his parking were allowed there. Most of the spaces would be filled. Then he saw a small parking lot with two free spaces. He was so glad to see them that he didn't even think to read the sign by the entrance. He drove in, parked, and hurried home to go to bed. The next morning, he went back to the lot to get his car. It was gone. He ran home and telephoned the city police to say that his car had been stolen. It took the police only a minute to tell him what had happened. His car had been on a private lot. It had been taken away by the police. Lewis had to take a taxi to visit the city garage far from the city center. He had to pay a fee of $40 to get his car back. In addition, he got a parking ticket, his first one ever in Greenville.
Now listen again, please.
It was a bad night for Lewis. His research in the neighboring town has taken longer than he expected. It was late and he was very tired when he drove home. He turned into his building's parking lot, but all the spaces were full. He drove back out onto the street, looking for a parking space. The first block was full. The next block was almost empty. Lewis didn't see a no parking sign, but he had expected that his parking were allowed there. Most of the spaces would be filled. Then he saw a small parking lot with two free spaces. He was so glad to see them that he didn't even think to read the sign by the entrance. He drove in, parked, and hurried home to go to bed. The next morning, he went back to the lot to get his car. It was gone. He ran home and telephoned the city police to say that his car had been stolen. It took the police only a minute to tell him what had happened. His car had been on a private lot. It had been taken away by the police. Lewis had to take a taxi to visit the city garage far from the city center. He had to pay a fee of $40 to get his car back. In addition, he got a parking ticket, his first one ever in Greenville.
Questions 11. Where did Lewis intend to park his car when he came back from work one night?
What did Lewis think had happened to his car the next morning?
13. Where did Lewis finally get his car back?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Well, to pick up where we left off last time, I believe we agreed that creativity is a mysterious idea. It was those things we all recognize when we see it, but we don't really understand what it is. We seem to feel that some people are naturally creative, but we don't know how they got that way. Is creativity a natural gift like good looks, or is it something that can be acquired like knowledge? Perhaps if we analyze the creative process carefully, we might get some idea of what it is and how it might work in our lives. The creative process has always been accepted as the source of all important work in the arts, but we should not think the creativity plays a role only in the arts. Every major scientific discovery began with something imagining the world to look differently from the way others saw it. And this is what creativity is all about, imagining the world in a new way. And despite what you may believe about the limits of your own creative imaginations, We all have the potential to imagine the world in an absolutely new way. In fact, you are born with it. It is your birthright as a human being. And what's more, you use it every day, almost every moment of your life. Your creative imagination is what you use to make sense of your experiences. Now listen again, please. Well, to pick up where we left off last time, I believe we agreed that creativity is a mysterious idea. It was those things we all recognize when we see it, but we don't really understand what it is. We seem to feel that some people are naturally creative, but we don't know how they got that way. Is creativity a natural gift like good looks, or is it something that can be acquired like knowledge? Perhaps if we analyze the creative process carefully, we might get some idea of what it is and how it might work in our lives. The creative process has always been accepted as the source of all important work in the arts, but we should not think the creativity plays a role only in the arts. Every major scientific discovery began with something imagined the world to look differently from the way others saw it. And this is what creativity is all about, imagining the world in a new way. And despite what you may believe about the limits of your own creative imaginations, we all have the potential to imagine the world in an absolutely new way. In fact, you are born with it. It is your birthright as a human being. And what's more, you use it every day, almost every moment of your life. Your creative imagination is what you use to make sense of your experiences.
Questions. 14. What did the speaker most probably discuss last time?
What is the widely accepted idea about the creative process?
16. What leads to major scientific discoveries according to the speaker?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. When did you get started on the internet, David?
Oh, about a year ago. I was doing a lot of email and I got started through that, really.
So, there's a difference between the internet and email?
Yeah, email is just like having a mailbox in your computer, and the internet is like the biggest research library in the world. But there's more than that.
Well, tell me a bit more about that.
Okay, basically there are three things you can use the internet for. Finding information, joining in news groups, and chatting online. Like on a telephone, only you type your messages rather than say them.
And you use it for all three?
Not really. I use it mostly for finding information. You know, looking through university libraries, things like that.
Uh-huh.
And I chat online with my brother in New York.
Why don't you just call him?
Well, it's a lot cheaper.
How often do you go online?
Let me see. I try to limit myself. I guess I use it about 2 or 3 times a week for about a couple of hours each time. I have to stop myself. There's this real temptation to just browse, you know?
And when do you use it? Do you have a regular time?
Actually, like a lot of people, I use it at cheap rate times, early in the morning or late at night.
I see. And one more thing, do you have any tips for anyone who might be interested in using the internet?
Yeah, I guess I could see a few things. Definitely only use it at cheap rate times. That's the first thing. And try to limit your time and don't get sidetracked.
Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Thank you.
Now listen again, please. When did you get started on the internet, David?
Oh, about a year ago. I was doing a lot of email and I got started through that, really.
So there's a difference between the internet and email?
Yeah, email is just like having a mailbox in your computer, and the internet is like the biggest research library in the world. But there's more than that.
Well, tell me a bit more about that.
Okay, basically there are three things you can use the internet for. Finding information, joining in news groups, and chatting online. Like on a telephone, only you type your messages rather than say them.
And you use it for all three?
Not really. I use it mostly for finding information. You know, looking through university libraries, things like that.
Uh-huh.
And I chat online with my brother in New York.
Why don't you just call him?
Well, it's a lot cheaper.
How often do you go online?
Let me see. I try to limit myself. I guess I use it about 2 or 3 times a week for about a couple of hours each time. I have to stop myself. There's this real temptation to just browse, you know?
And when do you use it? Do you have a regular time?
Actually, like a lot of people, I use it at cheap rate times, early in the morning or late at night.
I see. And one more thing, do you have any tips for anyone who might be interested in using the internet?
Yeah, I guess I could see a few things. Definitely only use it at cheap rate times. That's the first thing. And try to limit your time and don't get sidetracked.
Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Thank you. Questions 17. What are the two speakers doing?
Mostly for what does the man use the internet?
How often does the man go online?
20. What do you know about the man?